Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I think the very first Christmas advertisement I saw on TV this year was even before Halloween. But Christmas Eve is finally here, and with it, feelings rush in. They have built up to this night. For weeks and weeks, television advertisements have told us how we ought to feel tonight. We ought to feel warm and loving, especially if we have spent a small fortune on gifts for our family and friends. Yet some of you might be here this night with pain in your heart because of a death of a loved one. Or you are worried about your finances. Especially with the Christmas spending you just did, you are a little more anxious. Or some might be holding tension because of family dynamics that are especially felt around this time of the year. Or some of you might be feeling a certain loneliness. So into this night, into all your feelings, we hear an announcement, a heavenly advertisement, an advertisement that no one but God could afford to make, employing the finest of angels, choosing to make the advertisement on the biggest billboard possible, the night sky, with a display of light out of this world. God sent out a message. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day a Savior. Peace. Now, this setting in the Gospel of Luke has many parts to it, several messages actually, and they relate to us, our feelings, our status, our expectations, our plans. The first message is about peace breaking through, God breaking through time and place. Luke begins this account by telling us that the wonders of this night take place during the time of Caesar Augustus. This is an important detail. Caesar was described and known as a great king of peace. He had fought and won many wars, enlarging his kingdom and establishing peace as the powerful emperor. But this gospel announces the arrival of the true King of Peace, Christ, bringing a peace that no earthly king could ever achieve. What a contrast. We are not talking about grand magnificent to rival that of Caesar Augustus, just the opposite. We are told this new King of Peace, was born in poverty, a baby in a manger outside of town. So the message of peace comes in the smallest of places, into the deepest recesses of our hearts. The second message is about who received the announcements, the shepherds, homeless men, without permanent housing, having very few possessions. God was and is not impressed with possessions. God was and is at work in the message. The message was peace for all people, for everyone, freely available. No need to cut out coupons for an extra 20% off. No need to shop for it when things go on sale. Peace is free. These outcasts, these unclean, homeless laborers, these shepherds were the first to receive this angelic news bulletin. A new era has begun. And the third message is about God at work with Mary and Joseph. Even though Mary was pregnant, she and Joseph had to travel to be registered in the town of his descendants in Bethlehem. They were not on a vacation, looking forward to time away at a hillside resort. Mary would have preferred to stay at home for the birth of her child. But the government required a registration and had a deadline, and off they went. Jesus arrived, the work of God. Jesus arrived in the midst of political events and no vacancies. This is probably the most important message of this night, that even when things do not go as planned, God arrives, God is with us. And let us remember that the nature of events surrounding the birth of Jesus was scary. It was all about things that were unexpected, in places unsought. Jesus was born far away from relatives, in the only place with space that night, a manger, a cattle stall. Remember how challenging those circumstances, yet God arrived in the midst of those circumstances. Even when things do not go as planned, new life breaks forth. On this Christmas Eve, some of you have left your homes and returned to where you grew up or where your parents live now. And some of you may travel soon after Christmas Day. These travel choices are surrounded by a variety of feelings. Some undertake going home with trepidation, others with joy, some out of obligation, and many with excitement. All of us are in a specific time and place this night. And whether you have gathered here from far away or will be taking off soon, and even if the word home brings up absence and loneliness, whether with family or without it, it is in our specific time and place, right where we are and how we feel right now, that God's work unfolds. So on this night, we have three messages. First, remember that the journey and destination of Mary and Joseph, no matter how unplanned and unexpected, reveals that God is present. God arrives in whatever circumstances we face, and because of that, so can truth and so can joy. Secondly, remember the shepherds. They were probably really tired that night taking care of their flock of sheep, and I would assume some and many of you are really tired after all the work you have done to get ready for Christmas and your company. Yet even when the shepherds were so tired they could hardly keep their eyes open, God's angelic messengers appeared. These shepherds most likely had not been praying or waiting for a message from God because they were terrified when the angels filled the sky, as the gospel says. The point is, God interrupted them right where they were. Remember, therefore, that God shows up even in small and ordinary ways in the midst of whatever you are doing. Now, you might feel like a shepherd, less than holy. You might even feel like an outsider. But by appearing to the homeless, poor shepherds, the message to hold on to this night is that God speaks to anyone who will listen. God seeks us wherever we are. God speaks to anyone who will listen. Too often we look for God in the beautiful, in the times and places we set out to seek God. But God seeks us. God shows up in the midst of life. God comes to us in ways we least expect. Which leads me to the true story of how the song Silent Night came to be. A few days before Christmas, the parish organist of the Church of St. Nicholas in Oberndorf, Austria, informed the pastor that the aging church organ was broken and could not possibly be fixed by Christmas. The organist offered to play his guitar for Christmas Eve if that was appropriate. The pastor agreed it was. And the pastor offered his organist a poem he had written and wondered if it could be set to music. So in 1818, on Christmas Eve, in the Church of St. Nicholas, Silent Night was sung in German for the first time. A totally unexpected blessing and message, which, as we have heard, is just like God would do. It was into a silent night, into a group of shepherds, into the hearts of Mary and Joseph, that the angels broke through and gave us all the blessing and message of peace. God sends us peace this night. In the silence, let us notice. Amen.